you want an easy life? Don't be Jewish.
Martin
it's
in
not
Dayton,
for you.
Ohio. So you're telling him just don't be
don't.
A Jew.
Don't convert.
Oh, where's a good city to be Jewish? I don't know. Where? Go to the history book. What's a good year to be Jewish? 2 years ago. October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice.
Where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
You got a question but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice, they ain't always nice.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. My name's Turner Sparks.
Phil Duckett, motherfuckers, how we doing?
We got Joe, the Muscle Russell, on the ones and twos, spinning the dial, switching the knobs. How you doing, Joe?
Good, guys. Doing great.
What?
Oh, he
what?
Came in his regular voice. Attaboy, Joe.
Did we get you too early? Normally, Joe gives us like a Rush Limbaugh impression.
I'm
or,
so glad that's
I
done.
Or
that
a Bill Cosby
name.
Impression.
Yeah, we did. The
Take
Bill Cosby was good.
He's on the cutting edge of comedy, Joe.
To
is.
When the world was better.
Just try it again, Joe. Joe, how you doing?
I'm George W. Bush. Terrorists are evil people.
I'll take George.
Fantastic, everybody. I got news. Before we get to our guests, we got... We're $50 away now from hitting our Patreon goal.
It's only been 3 years, so we
three
appreciate
years. It's been six. We didn't start Patreon until January, so it's actually been 3 months.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Months.
That's a good
three,
pace.
4 months. Yeah,
that's a good pace.
And we're trying to once we get to $250 a month in Patreon subscriptions, we're taking Phil to his first punk rock concert. He's gonna go mosh in the mosh pit and stage dive, and we're filming.
If
the whole
you have
thing
any suggestions on people that let you stage dive, because apparently the last place Turner looked, they said no stage diving would be allowed whatsoever.
I got tickets to see the Queers next in a few weeks.
Well, I wasn't going to that show either way.
Phil wasn't interested.
I wasn't going to that
I'm
show.
I'm going to see the Queers. But then this band has been around since the 80s, like 84.
That's
These
the,
are old
that's,
school.
That's the cross-dressing team, right?
No. That's the New York Dolls. The Queers don't cross-dress. They just try to bait people into thinking in the 80s they would bait...
It's a lot of gay shit going on.
They
in
would
punk
bait homophobes
rock.
Into thinking they were gay so they could fight them.
Who's
so
baiting people just, into thinking they're gay?
Well, you name yourself the Queers. I think they're going to show up.
That is a wild
anyway,
thing.
Point is, they sent an email like a week ago, not them, the venue, saying like absolutely no stage diving. There's with lawsuits. Punk rock has gone incredibly soft.
There's an HR department for
There's
punk
an HR
rock
department.
Now.
Yeah. So we'll have to find a new concert for you because we need you to stage dive.
Yeah, I want to stage. That's my whole thing. That's the reason
we're
I'm going.
We're 50 bucks away. That means if five of you throw in 10 bucks, we have a $20 option. Two and a half of you throw in 20 bucks. We'll be there next week.
Keep doing different math with $50.
Five, if 10 two, of you throw in $5, if 50 of you throw in a dollar.
Two 25s. Two 100 people.
I can make change
cents.
However you want. We can do it however you need it.
Just 50 bones.
Also, a couple updates from our Patreon subscribers. I like to shout them out. Sam Michael in Bangkok, he heard you say recently that you want to go to Bangkok says one time, or at some point soon. He says, Phil said he wants to come here. I'm sure the comedy club Bangkok, which I guess is the name of the club, would host a show. I'd be happy to show him around, and he would have a very good time.
That sounds like a setup, but I'm down.
There you go.
I'm checking Adam's apples, to tell you that.
Sam Michael, we'll take you around. Gretchen Evans says, naked swimming. This is from the one. So Joe told us a few weeks ago that when he swears when his dad was in high school in Buffalo, New York, in gym class, you swam naked.
Naked. That's what Joe said. His father's like in public school, they didn't have swimsuits.
I buy it. Naked. Did they also molest you?
That's what I said. There was some touching. That was not one of the rules. That was a gym teacher. Like, I want to see them all.
I went to Catholic school. You didn't swim naked. And you're telling just public school America?
My father swam naked. His father swam naked.
Where is this?
Outside of Buffalo. It's a Buffalo thing.
Okay.
It's a buffalo.
It's a buffalo. Relax. That should be the t-shirt.
Chicken wings and swimming naked.
Swimming naked as 14-year-olds.
It's a buffalo thing.
Anyway, Gretchen Evans, our Patreon subscriber, another shout out, says, naked swimming for gym class was definitely a thing. My dad's high school in Des Moines, Iowa had the same thing. He was in high school in the 1960s.
Wow, Iowa. It's an Iowa thing.
This is so terrifying.
I do not think
there's
a
lot of trauma
thing
that needs to be unpacked in the boomer generation.
Or this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. If like a lawyer,
class action?
If any lawyer should take this on, you could get bazillions of dollars out of the U.S. government.
For sure.
Right?
Can we go after the church first?
You're never going to get the church. And the Pope just died. They're untouchable.
Yeah, he's dead. What are you going to do with him?
They're saying there might be a black Pope, guys. Is the world ready? Yes, he's one of the top contestants. He's from Congo. I said,
really?
They are not ready for a black Pope. I'm telling you. They're not.
Wait, let's introduce our guest. With that, I want to start talking about this. Esther Steinberg, everybody.
Hi,
welcome to the show.
Thank
Esther
you.
Esther Steinberg is new. A comedy special out called Schmear Campaign.
Yes, yes.
I watched it. It's absolutely hilarious.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate that.
How does our viewing, listening audience go watch the show? Go watch Schmear Campaign.
Oh, watch Schmear Campaign.
What's it on?
Oh, it's on Amazon and Apple. Right now there's a paywall, and then eventually it'll be down. Oh, so annoying. Right. I like to say everything's free, but the thing is, I'm expensive.
Hey.
Yeah, no, we should be getting paid for what we all do.
Right. No, I got paid.
Oh, you got paid.
So now.
Oh, then who cares?
I got paid, and then other people have to pay.
So Bezos owes you money?
It's comedy.
Owe him?
No, I got it. No one owes me anything. Okay. Oh, okay. I get the money before we.
Look at you.
I'm not. No, it's just that I'm not free. And by the way, it's like $2.99 or $4.99, and it is very worth it. It's much cheaper than going to a comedy club. Don't support live comedy.
Do not listen to that. I'm fighting for my life. Come to the shows.
I'm just joking.
Do not. Well, we shut down a small business last week, so this show is all about just ending things.
Oh, yeah. My barbershop gave me a bad haircut, so I called him out on the show and told everyone.
I didn't
want to
say anything.
It's horrible. It's the worst haircut I've ever had in my life.
It's good that you know.
Yeah. It's the guy who was obsessed. He's from Uzbekistan. And there's I don't know if there's a civil war. He's very upset. So he gave me a bad haircut. Anyway, let's get back to the Black Pope.
Well, I like that he has war and things. And you're my hair doesn't look glamorous.
I demand a good haircut.
Yeah,
that's fair.
He's like,
this is my moneymaker. That's what I do for a living.
Do you have to have you walk in and you're like, make me a Republican senator's son now?
Yes. I'm not getting a smear. I'm not getting a pod. I mean, a special off of it. No Amazon.
You could.
You have to just change everything. You have to approach the world. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Be Republican. Yeah. And everyone's like, yeah, he's Republican. They'll vote for you. And be like, I'm a Republican senator. And then suddenly go rogue. Suddenly turn. And everyone's like, holy shit, Republican senator's off the rails.
I just say, I'm a Republican senator. And no one will Google.
Yeah, no.
They'll go, hey, I guess
you got the look.
You got the look. Right. It's the face.
I could be a state senator. Maybe I'll say that. No one will look.
You're
that
a district representative
or something,
but Republican.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Why not?
But not.
Listen, you got to make
not
a
radical Republican. Just a church guy.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of men's stuff, your dad.
Oh, dads right, so are the special, ultimate men's
wait,
stuff.
Your new comedy special is about your dad.
Yes.
A lot of it's about your dad. Your dad, I'm trying to remember the story. Did he own a Hooters when you were growing up?
So,
or a strip club?
In Tampa, Florida? Tampa's famous for a couple of trashy strip clubs. One is called 2001 Odyssey, supposed to be futuristic, built in the 80s. Obviously, now it's not futuristic. There's a spaceship where you
it's
get
Space
AIDS.
Mountain Strip Club.
Nice. I like that.
So there's all these strip clubs that are famously gross and popular. And so my dad in 1990 opened up a bagel shop right by the strip clubs. And he had the strippers who were stripping at night would come and serve bagels at this bagel shop.
He was pimping, is what you're saying.
He's
pimping is the word we're looking for. They worked at the strip club and they're like,
there's
got the
ways
shit
to see things, right? You could be like, oh, bagel pimp. Maybe you're right. But then you could also be like, well, he was taking there was sex workers and strippers on the street. He's bringing it in, giving them a nice place to serve. But they were like tatted up and they didn't have teeth. I mean, these are Tampa strippers and they were wearing lingerie and the business didn't go well.
They were wearing lingerie at the bagel shop.
Mm-hmm. It was called the bagel.
It was pimping. They just put a roof over their head so they didn't have to fuck outside.
Was this at like 7 a.m.?
I think so. It was called the Bagel Boudoir.
A little early.
I'm telling you.
Bagel Boudoir. Come on. Breakfast Hooters. That would do great.
That was the idea. Breakfast Hooters?
Kind of. Like Hooters had popped up and it started in Florida in like Clearwater. I think that like Outback Steakhouse started from people just liking Crocodile Dundee. Sure. Not a joke.
Yeah.
And then... And then he was like, well, I'll do like strippers serving bagels, Bagel Boudoir. It was French.
That was the name of it?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was kind of like a Moulin Rouge type thing?
Yeah. You know,
if
I was
picked the number 9.
I was zero. I don't have a lot of like memory, but it was a big, my mom really was mad about it because she had 3 daughters and I had just been born and he's doing this thing and she was mad.
But his idea was they need somewhere to go during the day.
His idea was, let's sell bagels with boobs. Let's take strippers.
And they were dressed like strippers.
They were in lingerie, tea bags, as my mom called it.
Buddy, I'm telling you. I'm
really?
The whale tails.
They were in G-strings?
Yeah.
At 7 a.m.
This is literally pimping. And I'm not mad at it, but I'm like, it was a cover. And he was like, what? They're cash register workers, but you get the number 9 and you got a little extra.
The important part is that, no, only gross dudes, right?
So it's your market.
It closed
just
because
from a straight business perspective. It becomes small, like breakfast.
It ended. It was over. It did not last. It didn't last very long. Okay.
I'd love to know how many years he made it, though, because I'm not going to lie. I like that.
One?
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
They made eggs in the microwave, and that was the problem.
That's what it... You can't have bad strippers and bad food. Like you said, they had no teeth and were doing microwaved eggs? No, we can't do both.
So it didn't last, but then cut to, I'm in middle school, and my dad's running for office, and he's a lawyer, and he hasn't done any pimping in a long time. And they do smear ads on, like... First of all, it was a very... evangelical Christian area. They were very Republican. They wanted creation, not evolution. This is the Florida, Tampa, where I grew up.
And your dad's from Israel?
No. My dad's like a American from Tampa, but he's a liberal. He's a Democrat. He wants to help people who need help. He's a Social Security, Disability, and Veterans Affairs lawyer. So he helps the people who are so helpless. So, like schizophrenic people, they are the most helpless. He gets him a check. That's what his job is. He's a good guy. And there's a lot that he wanted to add to the conversation about Social Security and things like that. So he ran and the whole family was like canvassing, wearing the t-shirts and all that. And then when he lost, I was like pretty devastated. And they would put ads that are like, Michael, don't vote for Michael Steinberg. You know, he's a bagel pimp, you know.
Oh, because of the bagel pimp, pimping days.
You know they're going to find everything.
Yeah, it's hard to run away from that.
He was smeared with all that. And I, of course.
Oh, the name of the special.
Yeah.
Smeared. Yeah.
There you go. We've spoiled the whole special.
Smeared on those bagels, huh?
No, but it's just such a weird. And then I was really devastated about like the loss because I was, I guess, under the impression that we were going to work hard and sign petitions and the other guy running was, you know, shitty.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're going to win. We were out there with signs and t-shirts and like, I guess I was in sixth grade, so I had high hopes.
Yeah.
I've adjusted my expectations.
You didn't know that politics was corrupt.
Yes.
You thought it was a fair fight.
I didn't realize that it was the worst and no one good wins ever.
Yeah.
Winning is inherently your evil.
So in politics? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're the most evil wins.
Yeah. Even running is kind of like
evil,
a little odd.
Oh, I'm going for your kids, everything.
That's a good platform for you.
If running you're like, is odd.
Most people running is odd, but me running feels good.
I'm on your side.
Yeah. I would vote for you.
I have no political beliefs one way or the other. Whatever people want, I'll say yes. That's actually a good politician.
You think so? Whatever people want, you'll say yes.
Those are the ones who win. You can't.
What
are they
called?
You have to just hit the hot buttons. You want to pay teachers and first responders, and that's it. That's all you have to
veterans,
say.
Veterans, give it up for the troops.
Yes, you be like, comedy. I want to do.
Whenever you're bombing on the road, you
good
give it
stuff.
Up for the troops.
Oh, I just go. Do you love your city? Clap it up if you just.
Everybody, let's just pause. Let's round
how
applause
much
for the
wait
staff and give it up for the troops.
Wow,
You've never given it up for the truth?
I have not given it up for the truth.
Actually
I've never.
People do it. You've never seen anyone
That'd
do
be
it?
Weird if you
yeah,
did it.
Yeah, I mean, now that I'm thinking, no. On the road, I think if they're bombing, they just stay in the shit. I don't think the truth
I saw one guy.
Don't drag our military into your bomb. there's enough respect. Bombs. Right. They're dealing with enough bombs.
I saw one guy on the road. This is the best thing I've ever seen. He goes, he's bombing. And he goes, all right, everybody, can we just pause for a second and just take a deep breath and... let's give it up for the troops. And everyone's like, yeah, they start clapping. And he goes, all right, now let's give it up for the American ones. And they're like, bah! We're back to bombing. We will be right back, everybody, with your black and white advice questions and answers.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, we're back. First question comes from Michael in Long Island City, New York. Oh, by the way, Esther, so we saved up all the questions that we thought might relate to you. We've been doing...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we've been holding on to these. So this is...
It's all Nazi stuff?
Yeah. It's all Nazi questions.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It says, Michael, Long Island City, New York. I'm Jewish. My kids are 6 and 8. My main goal in life is to keep them in school. This is because you're a parent. This is why we did this one. My main goal in life is to keep them in school so I don't have to deal with them. But the New York City school system has made that impossible. In the interest of recognizing every religion and race equally, my kids get off school for Rosh Hashanah, Diwali, twice for Ramadan, Christmas, Juneteenth, Chinese New Year, even Columbus Day and Veterans Day, plus spring break and midwinter break. I have to deal with them at home at least once a week for 10 months. How can I make my kids stay in school for all these holidays while not looking like a bigot when I propose this at next week's PTA meeting? And then he says, thanks in advance. I think based off the thanks in advance conversation we had in the past. Anyway, question is, how does this guy get out of this? So I did look it up. It's true. These kids go to school. They get off for like every... We used to just get... I don't know what winter break, Christmas break.
My kids go to a Jewish school, and it's like they give us a list of the days they have school instead of the days they don't.
Okay, yeah, and it's like 10 months. The school's year is now 10 months, I think, because they get all these breaks in the middle. Ours is 9 months. We had a 3 month summer. Now summer's
two. It's just like that, and then there's the Mondays. Every Monday is a president's or
something.
There's no school. It's actually horrible, and then your kids are always sick. When there is school.
What do you do if you have like a 9-to-5 job?
You need a grandparent. You need to not have kids. Or you need a time machine.
Yeah. A time machine to go back to the 90s.
To go back to when women would stay home with the kids.
Yes.
Maybe
that's the answer.
I think get them a job. Yeah.
Get the 6 and 8
year old. Put them to work.
They need to be doing something. I have an idea. What about this? What if he proposes that you only take off your own holiday? Do you know what I'm saying?
I think that would be... that's what most people do.
So if you're Jewish, what you get off...
get a note. Yeah, why you from your...
you why are you getting off for Ramadan?
Get a note from your priest that says Billy's not coming to school today.
Billy's not coming to school.
Serve your holiday.
Billy's with us.
I mean, why do you kid need Veterans Day? There's not a single kid who's a veteran.
Yeah. Hell, we don't even get off for Veterans Day.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Yeah, they're sending them to
child
war.
Child soldiers.
Now, there's a place for kids during holidays.
The Congo.
War.
Maybe if we get the Congo Pope.
No, imagine. There's camps. They have...
let's get the child soldiers. We'll get off for Veterans Day.
You have to you have to pay.
Give it up for the child soldiers.
Yeah.
That would be great.
And while we're out, the horrible traffic.
Give it up for the troops in the Congo.
Human, no nation.
The human traffic. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, but shouldn't that be the thing? Why you just
they
take
have
off
camp. They
whatever
have
you?
We've become too liberal, where people are afraid of looking racist or anti-Semitic, or so people are nervous. So they're like, "Well, we'll just show respect to everything."
Everybody gets,
but
off.
Nobody thinks
what
like
is
that.
Diwali? Is that an Indian?
Oh, gotta be.
I don't know.
Water
but
festivals?
I don't know anything outside my own culture. Yeah. But I...
Why should you?
No, I don't know what Diwali is, but I think that they're saving money. I really think, like, teachers aren't coming to school. They're happy. What do you think? Teachers are like, no, yeah. We need more school. They don't want
to
be there.
I celebrate Diwali every year. This is offensive to my...
Teachers will celebrate anything that gets them out of
school. That's what I mean.
Yeah, for just sure. The idea that you're not putting the AC on or the heat on, like, you're saving electricity that day. You're just saving...
So schools are broke. Schools are broke.
The breakfast and the lunch that they're... You know, they were... They're,
so is it
you
the same
get
in
them
Vegas?
In a camp.
Do your kids get all these holidays?
My kids go to a Jewish school, so they have a billion trillion Jewish holidays. Weird holidays that you don't even know. There's like an Arbor Day for trees.
Oh, that was for like...
There's Passover.
Arbor's for the trees. You got to celebrate the trees.
I know what Arbor Day is, but I don't know anybody in America who celebrates
Lag BaOmer is called. It's like for trees. It's a Jewish thing celebrating. Let's plant a tree. There's a Holocaust Remembrance Day. There's random stuff that you're off at Jewish school more than I feel like any. It's just so many off. And also, whatever, you have to get them into camp or you have to quit your job. You have to give up on your dreams. Like you signed this contract.
Yeah, it's like you're a parent.
When you jizzed inside of a woman, you signed up to have your entire dream stepped on.
You're really preaching today, buddy. I'm living it right
Phil has
now.
A one-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Aww. I love it when male comedians show me a picture of their daughters. I always go, oh my God, she's so young. She's way too young for you.
She is the greatest thing that ever happened to me, but boy, is this shit hard. Wow. I really
fucked
up. Well,
it gets harder.
Really?
Yeah. Love my daughter, but wow. Definitely could have held off like I thought till 45.
You got to think about it where people are going to have to... You're going to wipe a baby's ass for like 3 years or something, but then you're going to get really old. Turner doesn't know this.
And daughters take care of their fathers.
So you're going to need your ass wiped for much longer than 3 years.
No, I put that in my will. When I can't wipe my own ass, it's time to pull the plug. I will never wear a Depend. Take me out of here.
Seriously?
Yeah. You think I'm going to have my knees pinned beside my ears and let somebody wipe me?
You did your first 3 years of life.
That's different. But once you're 70, these are grown men.
Let's hope that's 70. 70. 70, you're running marathons. 90.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's much older than 70. Okay.
Donald Trump can't wipe his own butt.
That's true.
He needs nurses.
I'll wipe your butt. I'll wipe your butt, Phil.
Oh.
Hey. You know what? Pull the plug now.
He has a daughter.
If that's what my future looks like, let's get me out of here now.
But you're going to have someone looking after you and caring for you more. You're going to get more out of it.
Yeah.
In your lifetime.
I mean, I genuinely do love being a father. Now, the person I made it with, she's become a different person. So that's where the fucking like headache comes
she
in.
She got fat.
I wish.
What's wrong?
Well, we're like, you know, now, you know, what is it wrong?
Oh boy.
I'm not the same person.
You like, can I play the part of your lawyer? You shouldn't say any of this on the air.
You're right. I should not say any of this on the air.
There's
an adjustment period. I think you become a parent, you have a child. It really rocks you. And then it doesn't get easier. You get better.
And I am
like
buddy.
Stand-up comedy. Your first year in stand-up comedy, you weren't good.
Right.
But now it's not like it's easier to do comedy.
You just know what you're doing.
You're much better.
Right.
So one day you're just going to be like, keys, this, in the car, seatbelt, snacks, tissue, Tylenol.
Nice.
And you're like ready to go.
Daily Tylenol.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're just like, she like coughs. You're like, boom.
NyQuil, comatose.
Oh, every time.
She's like, daddy. You're like, boom, bagel.
Every time I think she's choking, I panic. I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay?
You got it. I hate little babies. Yeah. They're fragile and like snot coming out of their nose. Right now I like a sassy 4-year-old that's like, I'll say anything. The sky is blue. No, it's not. Mm. Oh, it's not? Because it is. And like I will get into it with my 4-year-old. He defies everything I say. No, it's not. And now I'm talking to a 4-year-old and I'm like, I'll Google it.
A full-on
you can't even read.
A 4-year-old child.
Oh yeah. And I'm enraged and it's fun.
That does sound fun.
Just a sassy dummy.
We're just now walking. So I'm like, I'm nervous about everything.
I don't like that. Yeah. Ugh, my kids, they hit their head. I'd say 50 times a day. They're injured. Yeah. I got an email that my kid got injured at school. Every day is an injury. you have to be okay with the fact that your kids are going to really get banged up. Every day is going to be an injury.
And you guys are both comedians.
Yeah. And so I want my kids to do jokes. I teach them jokes and comedy, and I go, tell it again. Tell it again. Tell that joke
again. You're
like
Joe Jackson.
No, because then, listen, he's going to be like, Mom, I don't want to do comedy.
Scared straight for comedy.
Be successful if you
fine.
Want.
Fine. Be an investment thanker. See if I care.
Defy your parents' wishes.
Reverse psychology
yes,
is amazing.
We're like, you were born into an artist family, and you're going to stay a broke artist. And he's like, I just want to take money and make money with that money and take money.
Imagine it backfires. He's like, okay, so I'm not going to school anymore. You're like, whoa, hold on. Let's dial it back.
He's not going to school. It's a Jewish school. It's too many holidays.
Oh,
sweet. Yeah.
That is dope.
Literally cool. Never in school.
So the advice is just deal with it, basically?
Well, find someone to do it for you or put them to work.
Yeah, put them to work's a good idea.
And don't most of y'all have money, so just get a nanny.
I won't do a nanny. I don't want my husband cheating on me with a nanny.
See, you're thinking about the wrong shit.
No, I have friends. Yeah. I have a friend who has a nanny, but the wife picks. It's always like,
oh, I.
Because you know, if I'm picking the nanny, I'm like, she was an ex playmate.
No. It's always like a 60-year-old grandma.
No, I ask for an obese nanny, and then yeah. My husband said he wants to start a company called Obese Au Pairs.
Brilliant
that
idea.
But then you hear this guy, I like it.
I like a little cellulite in my maid outfit.
Well, but you can divide it racially, you know. For the white guys, it could be obese au pairs. For the black guys, it could be
too skinny or something.
I always say that I did not have a child for like a Jamaican woman to raise my child. That's not the reason I had kids. And then I told someone that and they go, I heard Filipinos were the best. And I was like, all right.
The Jamaican ladies are the best.
I mean, if I wanted someone to care for my kid, yes, Jamaican lady, Filipino lady, they're brilliant. They're amazing. They're loving. They're tender. They have 10,000 hours of experience. I don't at the beginning, but that's not why I had kids to, I'm trying to build the next generation of men.
Look at you.
I have two of them.
And I'm proud.
And I look at the world and I go, ooh, all this is fucked up. Men are bad. I don't know if men are bad or good, but like, can I just take a shot at this?
The two that you have are going to be good.
They have to
be. Plus, there's no Jamaicans in Vegas, are there?
No, but there's no nanny. We don't have we've never had a nanny ever, ever, ever.
Look at you.
And I'm alive to talk about
how
it.
How do you both go on the road with there's no
one at a time, or we don't do the road? That's why Vegas is the road.
Okay.
So the road is 25 minutes from our house. So we do the road. It's like a cruise ship. Vegas has a new batch of fat Americans every minute.
Yeah, just slopping their way down to the M&M store.
Yeah, they're just scooting their way in. And they just come. They play the slots. They watch some comedy.
Did I say anything bad about my baby mama? It's going to need to be edited out.
No, I stopped you.
Thank God.
Yeah, you're good.
I was like, I don't think I signed those papers.
He wants to be a father. We love children.
Yeah. So no, you didn't say anything.
It's fine. It's not live.
Yeah, we can also double check, but you didn't.
Okay.
I am obsessed.
I think I kept it pretty clean.
I was miserable. 0 to 1 was like, I was miserable.
How was your marriage? Did you and your husband, like, were y'all at odds? Like, did you look at him differently?
No, he was really in it to win it. He's like a trophy. He gets like a Olympic medal for being a dad.
Nice.
He will, if you come to Vegas, hang out with my husband and then he'll just inspire every father to be a better father. He's the best.
Wow. What a great marriage.
He's the best father. The kids are in love with him. My two sons are like, daddy, 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 daddy. And I'm like, what happened to Jewish boys being in love with their mom? And they're like, daddy, 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 daddy.
Solid.
But he also plays with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to play every time.
If a mom plays with their kids, kids are like, thanks, mom. But when a dad wrestles, boys or girls, a mom nurtures. She holds, she hugs, you have a boo-boo, let me kiss it. A dad's role, literally like biological, a dad prepares a child for the real world. You rough them up, like sling the words, mess them up, tease them. I don't know what it is, but they have to wrestle them and prepare them for the world. And a mom just goes, come here, sweetie. And then when a gay marriage happens and they have a kid, one of them biologically takes on that role and the other one takes on the other role.
Is that true?
Yes. It's Malcolm Gladwell's book talks about like the dad role and the mom role.
In a gay couple?
In a gay couple.
I'm assuming the bottom takes the mom role.
Probably.
Yeah. They're already.
It's good to know that when a gay guy drops off the kids, I'm like, bottom. Bottom. No, I would think that, you know, if you have children, you're versatile. You're just bored. And I think my gay men are more verse than I don't know.
Or I wonder if they switch it up, like who's the mom day to day.
What about lesbians then?
No.
Lesbians?
Same thing.
They're both dads.
Like wrestle and. Like beat you up and prepare you for the
when room? My husband's out of town doing shows, I wrestle with my kids, and I was told I had to take off all my jewelry because I scratch them and stuff, and I'm like and so I took off all my jewelry and like put my hair in a bun, put like basketball shorts on and like a sports bra, and I was like, all right, dad's gone. And I had to like I rough them up, and I hold them upside down, and the dad is 6'4", so the kids are like, they're like pit bulls, they're like big puppies, you know, when you see a dog and you're like, it's gonna be huge. Right now it's cute and little, but like it's growing at a rapid, the paws are big.
Yeah.
And the kids are gonna be huge.
Next question. Should we do it?
Let's get into
it. I'm gonna stop talking about children.
Martin, I'm a regular white guy in Dayton, Ohio.
You are regular.
What's up, Martin? He says, I'm thinking about becoming Jewish. What are the best and worst cities in America for me to move to as a new Jew?
Brooklyn.
Best or worst?
Best.
Worst.
Worst. Why?
Everyone's hates Jews.
I thought half of Brooklyn is Jewish.
And they hate Jews too.
Oh, okay.
No.
Wait, I don't think that's true.
And they're all self-hating.
Oh, and Kyrie Irving used to live here. He really hates Jews. And
no, he doesn't.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he does.
No, he didn't. He watched one movie. He watched one movie about like the Holocaust that didn't like align with what, but he never said anything.
He said it didn't happen.
He didn't say. He said the earth was flat.
And the earth is flat.
He said the earth was flat. He never said the Holocaust didn't
happen. Yeah, he did.
No way.
Yeah.
That'll be a fact check. He never said the Holocaust.
He said the Holocaust didn't happen.
I'm on it, folks.
I don't think that.
And then they had a talking to.
Yeah. I don't think he ever
said
it.
Or did he retweet a movie that says the Holocaust didn't happen?
He watched a movie.
And he was like, you guys, really.
And he was like, there were some really good points in this. He didn't say the whole thing.
What's the difference?
Because he could agree with some points.
The whole movie was about how the Holocaust didn't happen.
You can agree with certain things in a book and not say the book is good.
Not that book.
You're like, Mein Kampf has a couple of good points.
Yeah, I know. It was a whole movie.
We're literally living it, Mein Kampf, and is still in the Naval Library, but I know why the cage bird thing was taken out. So was he wrong? Trump believes it. Did you see that? DEI took out a bunch of books from the Naval Library base, like a lot of books that he thought were like for DEI. That
I think reader.
Right. I know why the cage bird thing was taken off. A couple other books. Mein Kampf has two copies still left in there. They never took those down.
But that doesn't prove that Kyrie Irving.
I'm just saying people agree. I guess Trump thinks there's some good points made in that, but it's not all bad.
But he's wrong.
Of course. But Kyrie said the same thing.
No, but they can both be wrong.
The point is, the best place to be Jewish is not.
We disagree.
I think Vegas is a good place. I think wherever you are, you can just be Jewish and it's fine. And everyone hates us and it's fine.
I think Florida would be.
It's so hack. It's so hack.
I don't think everyone hates
Jews. Oh, the
Jews.
It's the when things
more people hate Jews than I realized. I will say that.
When things are going awry, when things are going well, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
We're all happy. We're rich. Yeah. I love Jews. They're so fun. Holla. And L'chaim. You know? And then when things are bad and people are like, wait a second, my stock isn't going well, my crypto's not going well, they're like, fuck Jews, it's the Jews. That's what happened. Germany's the economy kind of turned down and they were like, who do we blame? And it's them. Yeah. And it's so hack.
I think Kanye's the only person that hates Jews. I think Kanye definitely hates
Jews.
Kyrie
was having a bad season, so he blamed the Jew. Who is it? Why did I not get a triple
double? The owner of the Brooklyn Nets. He wasn't talking about all Jews. He was talking about that Jew.
The owner's from China.
Oh, shit. Well, then, never mind. I thought the Brooklyn Nets owner was Jewish.
I will say this, because one of my best friends, Michael Kaplan, is Jewish, and for years was like, everyone hates Jews. And he would also say, because I do a lot of shows at private country clubs, and he was like, oh, they all hate Jews. I bet they hate Jews. No one ever I knew hated. They didn't. I was like, you're kind of delusional. I don't think everyone hates Jews. And then October 7th happened, and I was like, oh, I guess more people hate Jews than I realized. But it wasn't those people. It wasn't like the white Republican people as much as it was. There was a whole nother group of people
who
hated Jews.
There's a lot of brainwashing happening. The point is, if you if you have a political idea or an idea about the Middle East and you're white with a septum piercing, it's like, good, great, thanks. Thanks, purple hair, white girl. You get Middle Eastern politics, purple hair, white girl. You get what's happening in the Middle East. You've never been before. You can't point to it on a map. Sure, you have a really, really good point. And everyone's allowed to have an opinion because it's America. But I think any hatred of any group of people is so vile and so disgusting. We cannot point fingers and say we hate this group, right? That's wrong.
No, I hate individuals.
But I do. I am a little offended that we're, if there was a lot of hate towards, I'll do what a producer does, fill in an ethnicity, okay,
what
in
about
your
like
brain.
Russians would be a good one because there's
no
a,
even, well,
or Ukrainians or like something, someone that's at war right now.
It has to be kind of an ethnicity that you can't like. I moved.
Oh, that you can't like see.
Maybe.
They're trying to say?
Like I can see whatever. What? The point is hatred towards groups of people is so vile, so disgusting, so awful. I believe in togetherness, supporting, loving community. I like diversity. I like different people. We should all be getting along. And all of that is what like the super liberal people believe and want, except for they're super comfortable with hating Jews because of their success. And if you look back, the history of why Jews have made money is because Catholics were like, you can't borrow money. That's yucky. Yeah. You cannot charge interest. And so the only ones left were the Jews in the ghetto. And they're like, we'll give you money and charge interest. And then they got rich. And then they said, fuck you guys, you're rich and we're not. And you're the problem and we hate you. And that happens over and over again. And so you're like, but they're only...
So Jews stick to their own and that's how they acquired that
not,
wealth.
We don't want to. No one wanted to do this yucky money job. So the Jews were like, I guess we'll do it because they were banned from trade schools. They're like, you can't go to Oxford. You can't go to this club. So I don't think it's new. It's super duper old. Every problem that we're talking about with Jews is like, we can go to Egypt. We can go to Italy, we can go to Germany. Like, what page in the history book do you want to go to?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And it ends with a bunch of dead Jews and then white people feeling bad afterwards. So I'm kind of excited
so
to
white
jump to
people
that
are
point.
The problem.
She
always.
Just said she didn't think that you should by race.
Well, we can't
what
see
happened
them.
To not
we can't see them.
By, I thought you said individuals. You just said a minute ago, individuals.
Now that I think about it, white people as a group tend to bug me.
So is Tampa a good place to live as a Jew?
It's all white people. I mean, it's nowhere is good. Don't do it.
Don't
you
be
want
a
good
Jew.
Life?
Just don't be a Jew.
You want a good life, Martin an easy and- life? Do you want an easy life? Don't be Jewish.
Martin
it's
in
not
Dayton,
for you.
Ohio. So you're telling him just don't be
don't.
A Jew.
Don't convert.
Oh, where's a good city to be Jewish? I don't know. Where? Go to the history book. What's a good year to be Jewish? 2 years ago. October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Fair point.
I just don't. It's not fun. It's not easy. And I'm sure I do wonder what it's like to be a black person into there's hatred right in the world and not in Brooklyn. We all love black people. And obviously women
personally.
Just,
and this might I think black people may be hated more than the Jews, but I could
now
be wrong.
We're talking about now, let's get into this conversation.
And maybe
this is a conversation.
I would never be able to answer that. And yeah. I would never even try to answer
but
that.
I understand what you're. I mean, anti-Semitism
but
is a real thing,
it,
but I'm like,
sure.
You can see it immediately.
But the thing is, you can't always tell a Jew just by looking at him. That's, you know black when
I
you
like
see
that,
black.
Though. I like that everyone's like, you can't tell a Jew. You got to smell him.
Yeah.
You got to open their wallet and check for all that ugly Jewish money.
Right. That dirty, dirty money.
Because, see, we all thought Joe was Jewish. And then we find out he's fucking Italian.
I have to say,
so, you know what I mean?
Like, he's doing a real good job being Italian. Yeah. I got a nose job and I didn't want to be Jewish from like two blocks away.
That's normally how I spot y'all though, by the nose. So I wouldn't have known, yeah.
And now everyone's like, Mamanita. And I'm like, hola.
Oh, Mamanita. Yeah, a little Puerto Rican in there. So what is the, are you a sellout? What does the community think?
I am trying to survive the world. I just want.
Adapt or die, Turner.
I'm like, we're a year from me in an attic. And believe you me, I've been journaling because bitches want to get famous.
You
going to
get your Anne Frank on?
Yeah.
She got published. What about me?
She's a published author. Yeah, right?
But yeah, we're going to repeat history over and over again. I mean, we're so comfortable. It's so cozy. You're like, let's put on those warm, comfortable anti-Semitic socks. Ooh, cozy. It's cozy. I miss those.
That's pretty great.
Everyone's comfortable. Racism, when you're like, hey, people don't like black people, it's like, then they're a fucking racist piece of shit.
That, there's a word.
There's a word for people who don't like black people. Racist piece of shit.
Yeah.
But then the word for someone who doesn't like Jews is called a Brooklynite.
No, they're called Columbia students.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right? Well, they're not Columbia students. They actually dug in who these people are, and they're people from other countries hanging out on Columbia's campus.
Oh, like non-students? Yeah.
They're non-students.
Don't,
a lot
you have
of
to
them
have a student ID to get past that.
A few of them now.
I was actually up there over the weekend, just paying my respects.
You're setting up your green tent.
It was, yeah. Hey, when you got leaflets, I was tearing down hostage posters.
I want to be in your body one day when people are like screaming mean things about Jews. I just want to be in a white Republican's body.
Why do you think I'm white?
It's your body. It's not you. Your soul is a good person.
Republican,
but your
body
face
is crazy.
Your face.
I'm apolitical. I vote for whoever's good. I don't vote. I don't think
I
want to
be in your
you
body.
You don't vote either? I was like, what the fuck, Turner? Damn.
Are you even a citizen?
Wait. I'm going to El Salvador very soon.
It's a great place to be Jewish there.
Anyway, the president's a Jew. Oh, isn't he?
I don't know. Salvador? I can't keep up. I Nayib cannot Bukele? Imagine. It's the Jews taking
Mexican
all the jobs
Jews.
No one wants.
He's not Mexican, first of
El
all.
El Salvadorian.
Jesus, this guy is... You have a master's degree.
Tomato, tomato, Central America.
What are you talking
Come on,
about?
Man.
In a way, it is tomato, tomato. We've developed lines
borders.
And borders, white colonists.
But the Mayans,
wait.
The Mayans didn't have borders. It
Aztec,
was their whole
Mayans,
entire
yeah,
peninsula.
Like, they had Quetzalcoatl. They had the gods. They had bloodletting. Good, clean culture.
Why is everyone yelling at me? I didn't do anything.
Because you're white and you're Republican, Turner.
We all decided. We weren't deciding off race.
We're bringing it down on the man
episode. The point is that it's not good to hate a group. You can hate individuals.
Exactly.
Hate individual
hate
people.
Hate me personally.
If you don't like Jews, give me a list of the five Jews you don't like and I'll allow you to dislike them. Just like you can pick five black people to dislike. We can pick 300 million white people to dislike.
Hey.
300 million.
Hey. Easy. Possibly. All right, we got to wrap this thing up.
We do.
Yeah, we've only got through two questions. Normally we do four. This is a pretty amazing episode. No, this is great. This is what we want. I would rather do one question a week. You know what I mean? When it's going well, you
I don't
do less
know
questions.
If me speaking is going to solidify everyone's anti-Semitism.
People are
going to
love Jews more after
no,
this
no,
episode.
They'll be like, what is that?
They're going to hate me.
My purpose on Earth is to, unfortunately, I have the name Esther Steinberg, and it's sparks conversation. I cannot avoid it. If my name was like Christine Stein, they'd be like, I don't know if she's Jewish, but like Esther Steinberg, like, I'm so Jewish. How do you even breathe? And so I got a nose job, but I want to be hot Jewish girl because I want to turn the narrative. If we have enough attractive Jewish women, people will like Jews
I've
again.
Met plenty of hot Jewish women.
So there you go. So why hate on? Why
and
hate
normally
on a
pretty
they
girl? Got and normally yeah. they got cake too. Well,
and let's
Jewish women having booty. That
sometimes I like to divide Jewish men and Jewish women, and I'm like, hey, think about a couple of bad guys in the Jewish place. All men. I can't think of a bad Jewish lady.
That's always a good move to say that to deflect. Like the white women do that a lot. They go, it's the men that are bad. We're good people.
Yeah, Karen.
That's always a good one. That's a good.
It's the men.
That's always a winning strategy.
Calling the cops on people fishing.
Well, also, who's in charge? Is there a female president or prime minister who's making great decisions and making the world a better place? Or is it just a bunch of men ruining the world by being like, my dick is bigger than yours?
That lady in Italy is pretty bad.
Okay. Well, then maybe they'll fuck it up even worse. Men are doing a good job.
Angela
like
Merkel's okay in Germany.
But I want world peace. I want everyone. I want a kumbaya circle and I want everyone to love each other. And I don't recommend being Jewish. It's hard.
That's the show, everybody. Thank you, Patreon subscribers. Stick around. We got your bonus question coming up in just a minute. Everybody else, we will see you next week. Come to our show, May 22nd, New York Comedy Club, right in New York City, 6 p.m., May 22nd. We're all doing stand-up, and we're taking your questions live. That's it.
Joe, fact check.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I forgot Joe.
Do you want to do it on the Patreon?
No,
sure. Well, how all right,
let's just, I'll just do it real quick.
Okay.
Peter Turkson is the guy that's going to be the Black Pope if he wins.
Oh.
He was the bishop of the Cape Coast and would be the first Black Pope. And when asked what his Pope name would be, he said it would be Pope Sean Paul II.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit. That was racist. Sean Paul II.
That's
just
really
give
funny.
Him the light.
Yes,
you'd
waiting.
Be doing his speeches in auto-tune.
I will just end on that one.
That's yeah? All right.
What did you find about Kyrie Irving?
Okay, so he tweeted a link to a movie called Wake Up Black America, which some people would describe the movie as stuffed with anti-Semitic tropes.
One thing is clear to me is that Black people and Jewish people must, they are allies. They are allies. They are allies. That Jewish people must be allies to Black people. Black people must be allies to Jewish people. All we're trying to fight.
In a perfect world,
we're
yes.
trying to fight the white people.
I don't know how that's going to
happen. We are allies.
I mean, I think
it's
we both had like struggles. Very soon, you know, I used to do a bit about this, but we've had similar struggles. So I don't know why we wouldn't, but I'm telling you,
there's Black Jews. It's not like it's white Jews.
The
white Jews.
The Black Israelites.
There's not white Jews.
They are Black Jews, but it's
there's not white Jews.
There's white Jews. There's brown Jews, and there's Black Jews.
Oh yeah,
they're in Ethiopia. They're out there. So it's crazy.
We built the pyramids for you, Nick.
I'm not Egyptian. You keep saying me. Everything's me. Everything bad in the world is all of a sudden
fucking
me.
Turner.
My parents are from New Mexico. We have no connection to Egypt.
Okay, it's El Salvador.
Right. New Mexico. That's it. That's the show, everybody. Stay Black. You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.